It is a WRAL weather alert day as dangerous wildfire smoke from Canada arrives in our area. We have team coverage to get you ready.
Elizabeth Gardner watching that code red air quality alert and the chance for rain as well. And Laura Levine has what you need to know if you plan to be outdoors today.
We're supposed to be supporting one another, hugging one another, loving one another, and then a shooting.
Families stunned as violence erupts outside a high school graduation ceremony. What we learned overnight about the person police think is responsible.
Also breaking news in just the last 2 hours. Pope Francis is in the hospital. You're looking live at that hospital right now. We'll tell you what the Vatican is revealing about his condition.
And breaking news, former Vice President Mike Pence has officially announced he is running for president. We'll show you his campaign video and what he's saying. That's coming up in a couple minutes.
Also official, today is a WRAL weather alert day. Typically, this is for severe weather risk, but today it's because of the air quality. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along with us as you look downtown Raleigh skyline there. Sunrise and that haze is evident right now. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that air quality alert.
So we have code red from the Triangle area northward and then back down into the Sandhills, and that's highly unusual. Last time we had code red across this part of the state was back in 2012, so more than 10 years ago. We have code orange occasionally in the summer, typically because during the summer we have a lot of humidity, a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, and the heat traps the pollution down at the ground. Of course, we know that's not what's happening today. This is all from the Canadian wildfires. In the code red area, this is where everybody should limit time outdoors. Doesn't mean you can't go outside, doesn't mean you can't take the dog for a walk, but put off that long run or that hard bike ride until a different day. And then in the code orange area, it just means young children, the elderly, anyone with health conditions, especially respiratory issues, should also limit time outside. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. We do have that hazy sky, but notice the cloud cover here in downtown Durham. A live look at downtown here. We're going to see the clouds increasing as well. We actually have some rain in our forecast for today, and that may actually drop the amount of smoke in the atmosphere, at least for the afternoon when the rain arrives. Right now it is 60 degrees. We take a look at HD Doppler Network, and right up there in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, there is some shower activity. The rain will be up around the Virginia line this morning and then move southward. We take a look at that. You can see here at 6, 7 a.m. we're seeing that rain up near the Virginia line. It stays up there until around lunchtime or so and then begins to sink southward middle of the afternoon. By the time we get to the evening commute, expect some rain around the triangle, and then gradually during the evening it sinks southward. We can see a few scattered thunderstorms embedded in that line as we get into the late evening hours, and then it's over for tomorrow. Our temperatures will climb up to around 80, and then the clouds thicken up and the rain begins late in the afternoon. We do still have the potential for some smoky conditions for both Thursday and Friday, but I'll show you what happens over the weekend to put a stop to that coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, just about 6:03 now, I have an update to that backup I've been following on 87 southbound, leaving Knightdale, heading back toward Raleigh. Some overnight construction backed things up for a little while, but that construction now has cleared. Still, though, we're working through about a 10-minute delay on that southbound side of I-87. Those delays begin around Hodge Road, and they extend to just before you get to New Hope Road. So if you can pick up 87 southbound from New Hope Road, you're in good shape heading from there back toward 440. Around the rest of the triangle, nice and quiet right now. Another update coming up in just a few minutes.
Now to more team coverage of that code red air quality alert. WRL's Laura Levine has been on top of this story for days. She joins us live at Lake Johnson Park in Raleigh. And Laura, what are doctors saying about what we need to do today?
They're giving a lot of helpful information, Renee, but right now here at Lake Johnson, it feels like any other morning at Lake Johnson. People are walking their dogs, they're taking their morning jog, even walking. And I took a walk around the loop here just to see how hazy the conditions are this morning. As you can look behind me and see for yourself, some people say though they are taking their plans indoors later this afternoon to avoid inhaling too much of the smoke coming from the Canadian wildfires. Get a look at the hazy Raleigh skyline we saw yesterday. Wake, Durham, Orange, Lee, Chatham, Moore, Franklin, and Nash are several of the counties under the code red alert. As the haze thickens and air quality concerns grow, everyone is asked to limit their time outdoors today. For the elderly, children, and people with underlying breathing conditions, you're advised to stay indoors altogether. If you do have to spend your day outdoors, like let's say for work, doctors say it's important to take several breaks and to watch out for these symptoms.
So you want to be on the lookout for symptoms such as chest tightness, shortness of breath, or cough. And if you feel any of those symptoms, you're going to want to move your activities indoors.
And of course, this is something that we will continue to monitor throughout the day, especially at parks like this, to see how many people are really taking heed to some of that advice. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
You can track the air quality conditions yourself and the chance for rain with the WRAL weather app. It's free to download on all your mobile devices.
Breaking news from overnight, gunshots at two local apartments. And this morning, police are looking for answers in both of those cases. In Clinton, investigators say a young person was hurt by glass when shots were fired through a window. It happened along Eastover Terrace. After 9 o'clock last night, that person who was hurt is expected to be okay. Then in Chapel Hill, officers say a bullet damaged an apartment along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. They responded to that call around 9:30 last night. No one was hurt, and officers don't think there's any ongoing threat.
Breaking news overseas. Pope Francis is in the hospital. This is a live look at that hospital in Rome right now. We've learned in the last 2 hours the Pope is preparing to undergo intestinal surgery. Doctors say he needs to get a blockage treated. The procedure comes 2 years after he had 13 inches of his colon removed because of inflammation. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be put under general anesthesia. He'll stay in the hospital for several days. The Pope is 86 years old.
Police in Richmond, Virginia are expected to reveal more this morning about a deadly shooting outside a high school graduation. Schools there are closed today and all other ceremonies this week are canceled. Two people, including an 18-year-old, were killed in that gunfire. Five others were hurt, one as young as 14. Police say the man charged in this case will make his first court appearance today on charges including second-degree murder. That man is 19 years old and had several weapons with him. Officers say he knew at least one of the victims.
We're supposed to be happy about people graduating. We're supposed to be supporting one another, hugging one another, loving one another. And then a shooting happened. Come on now. I just think it's bad. We have to do better.
Several others were also hurt when people began running from that shooting, including a 9-year-old girl who was hit by a car trying to get away. All those people are expected to be okay.
Betting on sports from your phone is just one vote away from Governor Roy Cooper's desk. The State House is set to hold one final vote on the measure today. The governor says he's in support of the bill. It would allow you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. The State Lottery Commission will be in charge of it. At the earliest, betting would start in January.
Today, federal investigators are expected to wrap up their work at the site of a plane crash in Virginia that left four people dead. Investigators are trying to figure out how that plane lost pressure, likely causing the pilot to lose consciousness just minutes into the flight. It veered hundreds of miles off course, even causing military jets to scramble before that plane went down. And the owner of the plane says his daughter and 2-year-old granddaughter were on the flight, returning from a trip to Banner Elk here in North Carolina. A preliminary report on the crash is expected in several weeks.
This morning, investigators are piecing together what led to a 24-vehicle pileup on a major highway in Wilson County. Sky 5 flew over the scene on I-795 yesterday, just north of the Wayne County line. Just look at that damage. No one was seriously hurt. Witnesses tell WRAL smoke from a burning wheat field dropped visibility on the highway to near zero. It took dozens of firefighters, state troopers, and other first responders from two counties to deal with the aftermath.
Worked like a ballet. Everybody came together. They did what they needed to do.
Great work by all the first responders. At this point, it's not clear if any charges will be filed.
And breaking news from the WRAL Live Center. It is official. Former Vice President Mike Pence has announced this morning he is running for president. He posted this campaign video to his Twitter page, saying in part, it would be easy to stay on the sidelines, but that is not how I was raised. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States. Now, in this video, which makes no mention of former President Donald Trump and features no images, he also says different times call for different leadership. He becomes the first vice president in modern history to challenge his old boss, who is former President Donald Trump. Pence will officially launch his campaign in Iowa. He will be holding a town hall tonight in Iowa. He plans to campaign heavily in that particular state.
Michelle, thanks. Republican North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is also expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign today. This comes a day after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his candidacy. Christie says he's not perfect, but says he is at least willing to admit his mistakes.
Beware of the leader in this country who you have handed leadership to, who has never made a mistake, who has never done anything wrong, who when something goes wrong, it's always someone else's fault, and who has never lost.
Christie last ran for president in 2016. 10 minutes after 6 right now on your Wednesday, a group of thieves caught on camera, and just ahead, how investigators say this team managed to get away with an entire ATM machine right out of a local gas station.
Also ahead, more kids are being diagnosed with anxiety disorders, but fewer are getting the right help. We'll tell you about a new study and share some information on where families can get that right help.
And today is a WRAL weather alert day because we have a code red ozone forecast for much of the viewing area. I'll show you what that means and how you could go about your day.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On this WREL weather alert day, we have an unusual code red ozone forecast for the Triangle area northward and westward, of course, caused by the fires in Canada. Northerly wind pushing that smoke down into our area. It's code orange down to the south. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more in detail about what these two mean. But basically, you want to limit your time outside, especially in the code orange area. You just don't want to go out for a hard exercise this afternoon. Wilson 59, Durham is at 60, 66 in Fayetteville. We have hazy conditions out there. We also have some cloud cover that's starting to roll in. We're going to see some rain later in the afternoon. So a hazy start for us, and then we'll see the precipitation beginning in the Triangle late in the afternoon. It's fine to get out and walk the dog as long as you're not really going for a run. We'll see a high of around 80. Brian?
We're watching traffic here at 614. Thankfully, all of those delays we were tracking on 87 southbound have cleared up here over the past couple of minutes. And right now we're looking good around the rest of Wake County, also in Durham and Chapel Hill. No trouble showing up right now on those live sensor readings. We'll take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. And we're not picking up any big backups. Coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound, it's a smooth ride into Garner. And through South Raleigh, we're also looking good all the way out toward US 1. Renee?
Deputies in Orange County are asking for help tracking down several people caught on camera stealing an ATM. This is surveillance video from the refuel gas station on 15501 near the Chatham County line. Deputies say a team of three worked together Tuesday morning to break the glass on the front door, wrap a chain around the machine, then use a large SUV to pull the machine from the store. Investigators believe this crime is linked to similar thefts across the state. It worked.
More than ever before, kids and teenagers are being diagnosed with anxiety disorders. But a new study shows many of them aren't getting the right type of treatment. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with what this study is revealing about the efforts to support those kids. Ken?
You know, Jeff, there's such a focus now on youth mental health, but that attention is also revealing young children and teens aren't getting the right help. New research out today shows children and teenagers dealing with anxiety disorders are more often being treated with medication and not counseling. This new study published today in the journal Pediatrics looked at data involving patients from 4 to 24 years old and their treatment over a period of 12 years. It found while young patients with anxiety disorders increased, the number of them receiving psychotherapy decreased. Experts say results of this study were a little troubling since, for the most part, most people, therapy is the most effective way to treat anxiety disorders and ideally a combination of counseling and medication. Of course, we have a mental health resource guide online county by county. It's available on our homepage in the Don't Miss It section of our website, WRAL.com. Renee.
Ken, thanks. Bus drivers with Wake County Public Schools who have perfect attendance this summer will get some extra pay. The school board agreed last night to offer a $300 weekly bonus. That's $2,000 for the whole summer. The board set aside more than $1 million to cover the cost of those bonuses. The extra funds come as the school system deals with an ongoing driver shortage. Summer programs run from June 12th through the end of July.
Trying to get creative, show up, and they will pay up. The sun is up. Check this out. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center as well. The look around town, all of them a little bit hazy.
Yeah, it looks really interesting behind you, Jeff, there. That sun trying to shine through the smoke. And that's the thing we're seeing, too, here in Goldsboro. You can just barely pick out that little dot there. That's the sun trying to shine through that smoky haze that we're dealing with. One thing that you'll notice over the next few hours is we'll start to see increasing clouds, especially up near the Virginia line. We have some showers that are starting to move into Mecklenburg County, and we're going to see that drifting southward as we get through the day today. But first off, it's definitely smoke. We're looking at that from Top of the Hill Restaurant there as we take a look at Chapel Hill. We're seeing it in Apex and definitely in Fayetteville as well. There is our, of course, Fayetteville newsroom. We take a look at our hazy days ahead. It's not just going to be today, but around the Triangle area and into the Sandhills. It's a code red. We haven't seen a code red around here since 2012, so it's not something that we see that often. So what does that mean? It means everybody should limit their time outdoors. It doesn't mean that you can't go out and walk the dog. It doesn't mean you can't go outside at all, but you don't want to do extreme exercise outside this afternoon. That's for everybody. Thursday and Friday, we're back to code orange, and code orange means that sensitive groups don't need to overdo it outside. That's going to be young children, the elderly, anybody with health issues, especially lung or heart issues. So that's what we're looking at for the rest of the week. Now, as we get into the weekend, our wind shifts to southwesterly. It's going to have to push that smoke back up to the north, and I'll show you that on our computer model coming up in just a bit. But let's talk about the rain today, too. That could also limit the amount of smoke in the atmosphere over us by this evening. We take a look at our front. It's bringing some rain into Virginia right now, and that will continue to slowly push south across our area over the next few hours. This is a look at HD Doppler Network. We are seeing some rain there in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and a little bit is starting to push a little bit closer to Person County. We'll see the showers there just hanging out for the next 3 or 4 or 5 hours up near the Virginia line. It's likely to be closer to the evening commute before we begin to see more widespread rain around the Triangle. We'll pause it there at 5 o'clock. You can see those scattered showers. And then gradually after 5 o'clock, say through dinner time, up through midnight, that's when we'll see it in our southern counties. And you can see those yellow contours. That's where the rain's going to be heavier, possibly even a few thunderstorms. But I don't think we'll see that until later this evening as that moves to the south. After that, we're going to dry out on Thursday. We'll see plenty of sunshine, but our wind is coming out of the north. And of course, the smoke is coming from Canada. So we'll see more smoke in the atmosphere again Thursday and Friday. How much rain will we see for today and tonight? Likely to be anywhere from a tenth of an inch to a half an inch, depending on where you are, and a good chance of rain at that. Our next best chance of rain is Sunday at 30%, and then a slightly higher chance on Monday. We still have this system spinning out here off the coast of Africa, 10% chance that it could become a tropical system, but it has not increased recently, so shouldn't have to worry too much about that. 81 today, feeling pleasant on Thursday and Friday, minus the smoke, but temperatures will feel good, and then it's hotter over the weekend as our wind shifts to southwesterly. Brian?
620, and we are looking at those sensor readings this morning. Not seeing any big problems coming in from eastern Wake County on 64 westbound. Smooth ride out of Zebulon back toward Wendell and continuing on your way toward Knightdale. No trouble on 87 southbound. Seeing a little bit of a slowdown showing up on the sensors on 440 eastbound between Lake Boone Trail and Glenwood Avenue. Working to find out exactly what might be causing that. Over in Durham, also clear on I-85 and I-40. I-885 is a smooth trip in both directions right now between 40 and 147. Just check with our partners at Waze. We're not picking up any big problems anywhere around the Triangle.
Thanks, Brian. A high school cheerleader with special needs is left out of her yearbook.
We've had a rocky road with inclusion on a lot of things.
Still ahead, her mother speaks only on WREL about why she thinks this wasn't an accident.
Plus, reaction is growing as the world's two biggest golf organizations agree to merge after a year of lawsuits and poached players.
Then ahead on today, a closer look at the competition in the Republican presidential field as former Vice President Mike Pence kicks off his campaign.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue at age 81. Now, Martha Stewart is stirring up social media again about her thoughts on work.
Boy, is she ever. Brian Schrader here now with what's trending, Brian.
Yeah, Martha Stewart does not like remote work. That's what she told Footwear News, which I think I'm going to subscribe to that because I mean, they've got this kind of content. This interview is going viral. She says that without a return to the office 5 days a week, the United States will go, quote, down the drain. And she said before she said that before she should be able to call employees anytime, even on weekends. So you are always on the clock when you're working for Martha.
I suppose so. If you're going to pay 24/7, I'll pick up the phone. But, you know, if not, weekends, the weekend work, you know, life balance, that kind of thing. But she said she is on an absolute rampage about this topic. And you can tell by her take on it.
And here's the thing. People will work for her, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah. Today Show meteorologist Dylan Dreyer's technique for handling her rowdy kids has more than a million views. Her husband posted this video to Instagram showing her shaking a cocktail mixer with ice as her son screams, "Mom," repeatedly.
And she's like, "I can't hear you. I can't hear you." And she says, look, you know, some people might not like the idea of, you know, adults drinking around kids, but she's like, look, I have a house full of men. Mama needs a cocktail once in a while. And one viewer even said, you know, this is every mom everywhere at some point.
Oh, it wasn't just ice in it?
Could have been. Maybe a little
coping
extra
sauce.
Mommy juice, yeah.
A little coping sauce.
Brian, thank you. We're 416 days out from the Paris Olympics, and work is well underway for the big event. Coming up on today, Olympic medalists Noah Lyles and Sydney McLaughlin-Levrone will join Savannah Guthrie in Paris. Both athletes will compete in a Diamond League event this weekend there. The Paris Olympics kick off next summer, July 26th, right here on WRL.
And closer to home, you'll hear some loud booms again today if you are in or around Fayetteville. The 10th Marines Field Artillery Regiment is holding another day of artillery training at Fort Liberty. At the same time, field artillery units with the 82nd Airborne will be holding live fire training. Missile tests could happen as early as 5 each morning and go as late as 11 p.m. That training is also set to end next week.
It's a WRL weather alert day due to our air quality. It is unhealthy for everybody. But what does that mean? I'll show you what you can do and what you shouldn't do today coming up.
And this morning we are live at Lake Johnson, where many people are getting their workouts and exercise done early and then planning to take things indoors later this afternoon. Just ahead, I'll explain what doctors are saying you should be on the lookout for if you do plan to be outdoors.
And what drivers say may have been responsible for this massive 24-car pileup in Wilson County. It backed up traffic for hours.